He is the only way, truth, and life. He is the only light of the world we had already. He's the only gate. There is no other access to God.
Welcome to Tell Podcasts. You're listening to encouraging words from Pastor Darren, bringing you truth and peace through God's word. In this episode, we talk about gates. What do gates have to do with Christianity? Think, evaluate, learn, lead. T-E-L-L. Tell. Now here's Pastor Darren showing us why Jesus says, "I am the gate." Thanks for listening.
Do you know why shepherds need to lead their sheep? Sheep are different than other animals. Sheep don't have the internal instinct of a homing device in their head like other animals have the instinct. And so sheep don't have that GPS-type natural instinct to know how to navigate home. In the countryside at night, shepherds need to gather their sheep together in order to account for every single one of them, that they're all safe, and then to keep them there, to keep them safe from predators, from being stolen, from getting lost over the night. And so what shepherds will do is that they'll either take the sheep to a natural pen, like a cave, very common, especially in the area of Jesus' world, or they'll build what's called a sheep pen or a sheep fold. They'll build it in a circle, and shepherds will use either like a small wall of rocks, or they'll use limbs and build something that kind of looks like a fence, like this one, or they might even use sticks and thorns to build like this circular enclosure. And then they shepherd the sheep into the enclosure, and then here's what happens. There's an opening in that circle. There's an opening in the enclosure, and there's no hinges, there's no doors. The shepherd himself will lie down in the opening of the enclosure, in the opening of the circle. The shepherd lies down, and he is the gate or the door. So sheep who enter by following the shepherd, and they're in the sheepfold or they're in the sheep pen, have the shepherd's full attention and protection and direction. Sheep who don't follow the shepherd to go in the sheep pen risk being lost or destroyed or stolen. Jesus tells us about himself in today's gospel in John chapter 7 that he is the gate. And I'm going to read John chapter 7, or John chapter 10. I'm going to actually begin at verse 7. So John chapter 10, verses 7 through 10. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life." Those are Jesus' words. When was the last time you took out a trial membership in something? Trial memberships are not full memberships. Trial memberships give you either full access for a limited amount of time or give you limited access for a full amount of time. One way or another, they're not full access. So things like trial size, introductory rates, a guest pass, all of those things do not give you the full deal. They do not provide the full deal. As a matter of fact, they skimp, they short you out, they stop at some point, they solicit from you more than what they want to give you. That's how they do business. Okay, Jesus is the opposite in these words that he tells us. Listen again to what he says about the sheep. Jesus says this, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." So Jesus promises you not a trial membership, not introductory rates, not a guest pass. Jesus says, when I am the gate and you enter through me, you have full access to God. You have full access to membership in God's kingdom. You have full access to every one of his promises that he gives. You have full access to his listening ear and heart in prayer. Full access to his forgiveness of sins. Full life, Jesus says. Jesus is not a taker. Jesus is a giver. Now, he talks in these words about a taker. And I want this to help us think about experiencing loss in life. It's very poignant to that as we consider who's the taker and who's the giver. So, it's very typical for us to experience loss. I would wager to say that all of us have experienced loss, and probably multiple times. This can be a financial loss. This can be a career or a job loss. This could be losing a loved one. This could be losing health in some way. It could be any number of losses we experience it. And when the thief comes, and the thief will come, Jesus says, and we listen to the thief, or we try to enter through the thief, here's what it will sound like when we experience loss. I'm angry at God because he took my sister. The government is stealing our freedom. Google reviews robbed my business of its good reputation. See, when we experience loss and we listen to the thief, then we become victims. Then we live our lives as if we're victims, and then we sound like we're blaming and we're complaining. And so we'll come home from work, we'll come home from the game or from school or even from church, and our blaming and complaining is what the thief wants us to be saying and figuring is true, because we make ourselves victims. So we come home from work and we're complaining about our coworkers and our boss, and they're ruining our day. And we come home from the game and we blame, who do we blame if we lose? The refs. Or maybe the coach. He should have played my son more. He didn't. But we blame and complain, and we make ourselves victims. We can go to church and come home and complain about how long or short the service was, how the temperature wasn't right, how we didn't sing the right songs or sing them at the wrong speed. And here's the thief. Here's the thief saying, I gotcha. Because all of a sudden it's about what is lost or destroyed, and we see ourselves as victims. Do you know who the thief is? The thief is anything or anyone, including the devil, but it's not just him. Anything or anyone that convinces you that you can have from it, whatever it is, or a person, that you can have from it what only Jesus can give you. And when you don't get it, and you won't, that's when you become, you feel like this victim. You can expect your spouse to give you what only Jesus can give you. You can expect your kids to give you what only Jesus can give you. You can expect your job, your looks, your health, your finances, to give you your social status, even church membership status, even a ministry at a church. You can expect that to give you what only Jesus can give you, and when it doesn't, and it won't, it's the thief. It's the thief, and the thief comes, Jesus says, and it will. What does the thief come to do? To steal and kill and destroy. The thief is the taker, not God. God is a giver. Jesus is a giver. The thief is a taker. The thief steals your full access to God. The thief robs you of a healthy, vibrant prayer life. The thief destroys enjoyment of worship or eternal enjoyment of eternity in heaven. The thief is out to take. He's a taker. And we as sheep don't have the natural instinct and homing device to navigate home to the sheep pen, the sheepfold. And so we need a shepherd. See, Jesus is a giver, not a taker. He doesn't take from you, he gives to you. Jesus is giving you his very life, his very blood as a sacrifice. He was giving himself to be the payment for your sins. And so he wasn't powerless at all. He wore the crown of thorns, and that was like a badge of honor. That was like a part of the payment for your sins and for mine. And then Jesus became the victim that you will never be. Jesus became the victim that you do not have to be when the thief tells you that you are a victim, that life does not treat you fairly, that you're bearing unnecessary burdens and trials and sufferings. And Jesus took it also that those are not, you're not the victim of your sins, of your shame. You're forgiven. And life circumstances don't own you. None of them do. Jesus does. Because the victim, Jesus, became the victor when he rose from the dead. He became then Lord over all the threats in your life, over all your circumstances. He is your Savior. He gives you full and free access, full and free, to God and God's kingdom and everything that God has for you. Follow him into his sheepfold. Listen to these words. He gets very specific now in verse 9. He says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. Three specific promises there in that verse. And I know there's a, I follow the verbs of the verse, and those verbs are like action words and they're promises. Do you see the three promises in that verse that Jesus is making in that one verse? I am, whoever enters will, that's number two, and they will, that's number three. So, review them. I am the gate, Jesus says. There's his I am statement that we're studying for today. Every time he's saying that, Jesus is telling us his identity, who he really is, and that he is the only way, truth, and life. He is the only light of the world we had already. He's the only gate. There is no other access to God other than Jesus. And because he's the gate, he's not a partial entry. You don't go through Jesus and then have to go through something else yet. When you're entering through Jesus, it's not partial, it's full. You have everything of God through Jesus. Number two, whoever enters through me will be saved. Who does this apply to? Jesus' word there? Whoever. Anyone. Any person, no matter how sinful, no matter how bad, no matter how you've neglected or fallen or been in and out or faithful and unfaithful, anyone, whoever, Jesus says, enters through me will be saved. It's not conditional. This is not might be saved. It is will be saved. This is a promise from Jesus. When you enter through him, meaning you have faith in him, you are saved, like right now and forever, because you're entering through Jesus. Thirdly, what will happen when you enter through Jesus? They, the sheep, will come and go out and find pasture. So access to the sheepfold, we think of that in as we picture that, like we're stuck in this circle and there's thorns or sticks or a wall all around us. And the picture language is more than that. Jesus is saying, when you have full access, it's not a static state where you're stuck or you're imprisoned in this place. He says you come in and you go out and you find things and you discover things, and it's an adventure. It's a dynamic relationship you have with God. When you enter through Jesus, you're not stuck in one place. There's always more, always hope, always possibility, always adventure and discovery with Jesus when you're in the faith and you have access to God. So it's not static, it's dynamic. When you enter through the Jesus door, he says, here's what happens. John 10, verse 10. Not most of the time. I have come that they, that's the sheep who follow him, you and me, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. That Greek word full there means abundant. So maybe you've heard other Christians talk about the abundant life. This is the word they're referring to. This is the phrase of Jesus right here. When you hear Christians talk about living the abundant life, this is it. It means abundant, beyond, next level. Well, Jesus says, When you pray to me, my answers to your prayers are more abundant than what you even ask for or what you can ever even imagine. Watch for that. And Jesus says, when you come to me for forgiveness and for purity and for holiness and have your sins taken away and gone and not bother you anymore, when you come to me for forgiveness, the forgiveness and grace and mercy that I give you is beyond what you even need. There's so much of it I have for you. It's so full. And when you need life change, and when you need to get over a bad habit or a bad sin, or you need to get through a situation, or you need to grow and spiritually mature and handle circumstances that God's allowing in your life, when you need that from Jesus, he's saying, when you need that from me, I am here and I'm fully yours to take you to the next level. The full life, the next level is here and it's waiting for you. And what you do to get it is you follow me. You enter through me. I am your gate. So enter through Jesus. Trust him more than you ever have before. You'll need to this week. Follow him more closely than you've ever followed him, more intently than you've ever wanted to. You'll need to do that. You'll want to do that this week. And pray to him with a heart that knows that you have full access to the Father, to the kingdom, to the storehouse of blessings, to the door of God's blessing stored up for you. Pray to him like you've never prayed to him before. Enter the sheepfold through Jesus. And when you do, here's what you'll find. You not only have access to full life, you not only have full life, but when you enter the sheepfold through Jesus, the gate, you have him too. And everything of him that there is. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to Tell Podcasts. Tell's mission is simple: teaching you the real gospel so you can teach others. Remember, truth brings peace. For more about Tell, visit us on Facebook or at tellnetwork.org.